Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
In 1960, a young boy was helping his father to muster sheep on their rugged Australian property. Stephen was his name. His father told Stephen to take the dog and chase a few stray sheep and wait for him by the log at the gate. As it so happened, there were two gates with a log beside them, and the boy wasn't where his father expected him to be. Soon the boy was declared missing. Thousands of people joined in the search, and on the fourth day he was found. He told his rescuers, "My dad is lost, and I'm looking for him." Such a groundswell of community care for others inspired a singer to write a song called Little Boy Lost and record it for radio stations to play. It became a favourite at the time. Imagine how much guilt that Stephen's father must have felt during those four long days. He was responsible for his son going missing in the first place. How happy this family was when they were reunited. But some families don't get a happy ending. Once in a while, a mother loses sight of her young child for only a short time. Then she discovers the child underwater and unable to be revived. The mother is racked with guilt for not watching her child continually. The distress can last for years. So what is guilt, and how can we deal with it? Guilt is the feeling of shame and remorse at doing or saying the wrong thing or not doing what was expected as the right thing. Usually the guilt felt is much worse if we cannot set the matter right. Then Satan the accuser steps in to remind us over and over that we were a failure. The effect of unconfessed guilt on the human body is expressed in Psalm 32. At the time, King David was feeling an emotional wreck. He had tried to hide his wrongdoing with another man's wife. As a result, he planned the killing of the woman's husband so he could have her. A baby that resulted from his infidelity died at God's hand not long after it was born. Despite the ugly circumstances David found himself in, it would have been much better if he had confessed his adultery immediately to God and begged for forgiveness, rather than taking matters into his own hands. As a result, David experienced great guilt for a considerable time. He had no peace or rest, day or night. His body and mind experienced adverse reactions. When he resolved to acknowledge his sin before God, God instantly forgave him. Then David advised all godly people in distress to pray to God. In today's Bible adventure, Mary and Joseph lost the Son of God while travelling home from Jerusalem with a group of friends. They were responsible for him. Their lack of attention to mind such an important child must have given them great feelings of guilt as they returned to Jerusalem to look for him.
We've been from one end of Jerusalem to the other. No Jesus.
What could have happened to him?
I wish I knew, Mary.
Well, we haven't been inside the temple courts.
No, but what would he be doing in the temple? There's no special feast or celebration.
Well, it's worth trying, isn't it?
Come on. We'll walk around inside and see if he's there. He isn't in the temple. I think you'd better rest. Sit down on these steps.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, young man.
I thought I heard him.
The best way, my boy,
it is Jesus.
Understand scripture.
That's his voice. It's coming from that room.
We'll go see.
To interpret scripture.
Don't interrupt.
Our word for truth.
I'd like to hear Jesus' answer to that.
May I inquire then, sir, what is meant by Isaiah when he wrote, "Whom shall I teach knowledge, and who shall I make to understand doctrine? Precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little." Certainly that must mean that we are to study Scripture for the truth.
Your questions are very searching, young man, worthy of thought and meditation. Any more questions?
If it pleases you, sir, I should like to ask a question about God, the real God, his personality, his purpose in creating man.
It is not given to man to understand all the mysteries of God.
Scripture, sir, abounds in the expression, "Fear God." Is God to be feared? Is he a God of hate and vengeance?
Yeah, he certainly is, my boy. Disobey his commandments, and you will personally experience God's vengeance.
Scriptures are full of the expression, the fear of the Lord, and we must do just that.
Does not Solomon, the wisest of all men, define the expression thus? The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Now, sir, if we were to substitute what fear is, as defined by Solomon, do we not have real meaning to the phrase? For example, to hate evil prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Again, to hate evil is the beginning of wisdom.
God is a God of vengeance, my boy. He is a stern, demanding God. This is the opinion of the learned men of our nation. Thus it is truth.
Did not Jeremiah, the great man of God, write, "The Lord hath appeared, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love." Does that sound like God is a stern God of hatred, vengeance, and fear?
Let's get him and go home.
You are a very knowledgeable boy.
As you say, Mary.
But you must learn that God has appointed priests and scribes to interpret his holy word.
Son.
You must abide by our truth and our decisions.
Son.
Yes, Mother.
Come, we must go home.
Yes, Mother.
Son, you have been missing for 3 days. Certainly you knew your father and I would be worried. Why have you dealt thus with us?
How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?
This answer by Jesus puzzled Joseph, but Mary in her heart realized the true meaning of his words.
His father's business, studying, understanding the scriptures, and the true nature of God, and teaching those things to others, is his business here on earth. O God, help me to be a true mother to thy son. Help him, O God, to do and fulfill thy mission. Help him, O Lord, to grow in strength every day, and to do thy will.
This incident in the life of the Lord Jesus is recorded in Luke's Gospel in the last section of chapter 2. This is the only record in Scripture of what happened in the life of the Lord Jesus between his parents bringing him back to Nazareth and the start of his official ministry at the age of 30. The book of Luke describes this incident and shows that by 12 years of age, Jesus had a very good grasp of Scripture and the ability to use sections to refute the wrong teachings of the Pharisees and scribes in God's temple. In the previous 2 centuries before the birth of the Lord Jesus, the Jewish people had largely neglected God's worship and ways. To counter this, some of the priests went to the opposite extreme. In time, they formed the Pharisee sect. They tried to observe every tiny piece of the law to justify themselves as righteous and holy. But in clarifying things so precisely, they added many rules that were not in the law itself. Instead of there being joy and love towards God in observing the 613 pieces of the law, the people found all the extra requirements extremely burdensome. Often there were contradictions between what the law said and what the Pharisees told the people to do. In fact, the extras made the law null and void in many instances. Teaching people to live by keeping rules is called legalism, and it became the Jewish way of life. People had to be careful not to displease the Pharisees, or they could be refused entrance to the temple. From Jesus' answer to his mother Mary's questions about when he was found in the temple, Jesus already knew what his life work was going to be. At that point, he must have also recognized that he was not going to be popular with the temple rulers. The Lord Jesus' presence and time on earth had been unique in world history. In recent time, there seems to be a coming together of world religions to make one large religious group where all gods are accepted, except the God of the Bible. Genuine Christians claim him as the only true God and are persecuted for this stand. There's a common belief today that all religions lead to heaven. But how could this be? The Bible teaches many times about the existence of hell. Even in Christian churches, preachers don't seem to mention hell very often. At funeral services, those people present are usually given to understand that the person who died is in heaven, even if he lived an openly wicked life. This acceptance of the broadening of who will be in heaven is in opposition of what the Bible says. Of all the world religions, only the God of the Bible claims the authority to decide how heaven with him can be entered. The Bible is clear that no person on earth can pay the debt of their sins, or by doing something good, somehow cancel the record of their sins, to be eligible to enter heaven. The Bible teaches that true eternal life is found only through a person asking the Lord Jesus to cancel their sins on their behalf. Perfect Jesus graciously paid the sin debt for all people by dying on a cruel criminal's cross and rising from the grave, never to die again. Anyone who calls on Jesus' name and believes him to be the only acceptable way to God can enter heaven when their time on earth is finished. Jesus' plan to rescue people hopelessly separated from God by their sin enables anyone from any religion of the world, including those without a religion at all, to come to the Lord Jesus and receive pardon for their sins. Through Jesus' forgiveness, any person, great or small, can thus enter heaven and live in God's presence and goodness eternally. The basis for this forgiveness is the belief that Jesus is both willing and able to forgive the sins of anyone, no matter how bad or secretive. We must hold fast to the truth that Jesus Christ is God and remember that all other prophets in history were not God himself. After Jesus had forgiven us of our sin and past, we must also forgive ourselves and not keep thinking back to the things that we've done or not done years ago. Dwelling on the past will rob us of our faith and turn us away from being convinced that Jesus has really forgiven us. Some memories may never fully fade away, but Jesus, living his life through his Spirit within us, heals past hurts. God always works for our good through every circumstance we face. If Satan the accuser brings dealt with sin and memories back to your mind, you must firmly reassure yourself from the scriptures or spiritual songs that your sin is forgiven fully and freely by the Lord Jesus himself. It's totally gone and forgotten before God. As one lady said, "I distinctly remember forgetting that." But our minds are not to be inactive. We must think on positive things like God's goodness and avoid those things that he reveals that are displeasing to him. Once people receive Christ's great salvation for their souls, they should be like one beggar telling other beggars where to find bread. We mustn't weaken in our conviction that Jesus Christ is God and humanity's only Savior. Other religions continually try to undermine the divine truth of God through their teaching of the other pathways to heaven. In the Bible book of Acts chapter 4, it says that in Jesus Christ there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Have you ever been lost in a big crowd or in an unfamiliar city or in the countryside? Distressing as this might have been, a worse thing than this exists. It's the fate of a person who is lost spiritually in their sin. If you're not sure that you will go to heaven or know Jesus' forgiveness and love for your life, pray to him today. Ask for forgiveness and give him your loyalty as the only person who can give you true peace with God and make you fit for heaven. Here's a comforting verse to remember from 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again, and the website, bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time.